was all we need.
Don't lean on me, man. You can't afford the ticket. Hi, John's LA. Stop touching shit, Ingles. What's wrong?
Is this working?
Yeah, it's fucking working. Brian Ingles back.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, the soundboard's not on. I set up the fucking.
There you go. Feels good. Feels good to be back.
Yeah. Looking good. Why are you wearing a Detroit Tiger hat?
At a bar last night, my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been dancing too close to somebody. Somebody didn't like it. It was pushing. It was shoving. And then pushing and shoving, I made away with the other guy's hat.
You're too old for that shit, Ingles. You're too old to be pushing someone. If you're going to get into a fight, I've learned a long time ago, if you're going to get into a fight.
I pushed him from behind.
The coward's way out.
Yeah, and I ran.
With his hat. If you're going to get into a fight with someone, you got to. Don't you know you have to throw the first punch?
That's
if it gets to that situation where you're going to get in a fight with someone, you have to hit him first. Otherwise, you run the risk of getting punched in the face. No one wants that.
No, no shit. All those days with braces out the fucking window.
You had braces?
I did, yeah. But that's why you don't want to get in that stupid shit. But it happens. It only happens when you're drunk. No one's getting into fights when they get totally baked.
Good point. I know, and they keep coming out with these articles like, what's worse for you, marijuana or alcohol? Didn't we settle that fucking 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Every day on Yahoo, I ring in, what doctor says marijuana better for you than alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. You're off the wagon though, huh? I can tell.
Yeah. Back to reality. No, it's been, it's kind of the off season for work, so I've been enjoying it. Got my kayak in the water and booze between my legs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kayaking and drinking, it's fun.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You don't smoke weed anymore, though, huh?
Yesterday I smoked a doobie.
Oh, wow, you're back in.
Yeah, no, but I generally, like a lot of our mutual friends are not people that do, that can smoke, can handle it. I can't. It has to be very minimal after I'm already buzzed.
I'd never quit drinking. I'll never quit smoking. I'd really quit drinking if I physically had to. I'm sure I got all types of fat in my liver. You know, if I really had to quit drinking, I'd quit. New job. What? Or applied for, last time I saw you, I applied for jobs, didn't get either one of them.
Yeah, how did they let you down? Like, or not let you down? How did they send you off?
Well, it was only the one.
Yeah.
And then the other one, it just didn't open up. Voicemail.
And they just said, hey, we're going another direction kind of thing? Who did, do you know who they hired?
No, I don't. Hmm. Which is an interesting thing. But I tell you what, my new plan of action is to try to lay under the radar until right before the season starts in August and then just kind of show up someplace and be like, hey, need a coach? Because I'm thinking about going home to Massachusetts for the whole month of June and July.
Cool.
Yeah. The hell, right? And then not doing anything in the spring.
Can you get that time off?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah,
school teach a dog?
I know.
That's the whole.
I mean, if you can, going home sounds like it'd be economical and it'd be fun as well.
So I don't work from June 1st till August 12th. So be to be a school teacher. And I got next week off. Not this week, the week after.
So I'd get out of town, man.
Going to Portland.
There you go. Great.
Never
time.
Been.
Awesome.
Should be fun.
Yeah, a little too heavy on the homeless side for me, but.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Compared to downtown Los Angeles, you're going to say that Portland's a little heavy on the homeless side?
It's different. It looks like everybody up there is addicted to meth. Mm. And I think that's actually somewhat of a fact that you will see a lot of sketchy. I mean, I know down here, fucking this crazy people, but up there it's a different. I mean, there's a shitload of them. But it's a beautiful town. Don't get me wrong.
Speaking of addicted to meth, I went to San Manuel Indian Casino Friday night. Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
It's a nice, ego boost because it's one of the few places I actually go to when I feel like I'm an attractive person compared to everyone else, because it's amazing just the lifelessness these people, because San Bernardino kid, it's freaking,
oh, that's the armpit of America.
Speaking of meth, and it's just everybody in there just looks lifeless, but it won $80.
That's cool.
On a slot machine. Yeah,
that's fun.
I don't even like going. I don't mind going to people watch and drink and watch the tournament and shit like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I don't like playing slots. The fuck are we talking about slots? Let's talk about football. Let's talk about your job. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, tell me.
Well, the good news is...
Don't worry, Jerry Jones not listening.
The good news is the Cowboys and 289C signed University of Texas for kind of the same deal that I do for USC. So,
how much money's involved in that?
Well, the reason University of Texas would want to go with a business model like they have is it's guaranteed revenue each year. So if the team continues to nosedive for the next 10 years and never wins a game and no one buys another University of Texas piece of clothing, they get guaranteed revenue regardless. Then you also are able to get rid of the 2,000 vendors you have out there that are making all knockoff shit, selling it to gas stations. That's not what you want the stuff. You want the stuff that they call elevate the product. So you really eliminate everybody, and then you just kind of bring it back to about, you know, one company, and they have all the relationships to get it more of a national presence. Because for the most part, University of Texas, you just see it in Texas. They wanted somebody to be able to carry it into Walmart, Kmart, and bigger distribution, you know, Models back east, all over the place.
And you were going to be that? You interviewed to be that guy?
No, there'd be a couple of people, but in the job in Austin would have been doing Cowboys and Texas, just probably in South Texas, if that makes any sense. So you'd be on campus, you'd be dealing with the bookstore, you'd be dealing with the law schools, you'd be dealing with everybody down there. So it'd be a really fun job. It'd be fun to, you know, live in, I guess, a college town or whatever and get out of L.A. and not spend the majority of my money on rent.
Yeah, really? You'd be living in a palace down there, but you didn't get it. So why are we even talking about it?
Yeah, no. So, I think they're going to do somebody else internally, which is fine, but it may change. I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited that we got University of Texas because it's going to help my job out here. And, I got to just look at it as positive.
What the fuck? Cowboys, mm-hmm. USC, University of Texas. Doesn't get any bigger than those three. If you were going to say take three football entities between college and pro football, big names, those three would be in the top 20 list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Texas, you know, the thing about Notre Dame, just not to talk about them, but Notre Dame and Cowboys, in each region of the country, however they broke down this poll, is five regions. They're in the top five most popular teams in every region in the country and the top five most hated. So, I mean, those two, Notre Dame and Cowboys, are pretty much king shit in the football. And that's what they want to do with Texas, is make it a bigger brand all over the place.
Huh. Are there any other schools they're trying to do this with? Or
We swung and missed at some schools in the past, for sure. I think, but like, now we'd be maybe 2 for 5. But there's a lot that goes into it, because you've got to get the... You got to get so many people on board from the school. And this one being a public school, University of Texas, it took more, I'm assuming, it took more hurdles to get through, where with USC, you know, it's athletics is private. So they said, hey, you know what? Cowboys came to us with this deal. Let's just do it.
Huh. Fucking Jerry Jones, man. He's got his dick in a lot of different pools, huh?
Dude, and he just started another company. His nephew's running it, and it's called Blue Cash or Blue Pass, but basically he's now in the credit card business of, you know, like when you software, point of sale systems. I don't really understand it, but it's, you know, any sort of software that deals with, you know, credit, debit, all that stuff. He started this company.
How old is he? Oh, fuck. Tony Romo out there the other day saying Jerry Jones could die, right?
Yeah, I read that. That's pretty funny. I'd say he's 75, but he says he has the brain of a 35-year-old.
Yeah, I saw that. But 75, he could freaking doesn't get a ton of time left.
The farewell tour may have begun.
So much enough to sign Greg Hardy. What the hell's going on there? They're paying him, what, $600,000 a game or something?
That's
like
crazy.
That?
There was a guy, I don't know if you saw the highlight of the local newscaster in Dallas, just destroyed the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I thought what he said may have been a little bit too passionate. I don't know if that's the right word, but he makes a lot of good points. It's not a positive thing. I mean, the guy was convicted. Not one other team wanted the guy, and they're the only team that gets him, especially after all the shit's going on with all these guys. You almost got to walk away from him. But, you know, it's his right to play, and it's their right to sign him. So
I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But it's great. The heat they're going to get, is he the guy that's going to freaking help them get over the hump? And that's more money that they offered Murray, right?
Yeah, and they've lost a lot of guys. I mean, Sterling Moore, a couple other guys have all gone down to Tampa Bay. So
I think they missed their window. I think last year was the window, and it's freaking closing shut. This Dez Bryant film doesn't exist, or what the hell? I mean, it does exist. It seems like it's a story that's dying.
Yeah, it seems like it can't exist. If it's not out by now, and especially in this day and age, it's impossible to keep a secret like that, right?
Right. I would think.
Yeah, but
shot in the gut. And of course, Jerry Jones' daughter's out there fucking spouting her mouth off about how, oh, he deserves a second chance.
I mean,
she has children. She's another one of these people that fucking thinks because she's procreated, she's a fucking expert on everything. It's amazing. People fucking love to bring that up. Like, oh, they had kids. Oh, you're an expert on fucking everything because you fucking spit out a couple kids.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, Jerry Jones. McFadden? The McFadden era has begun in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't heard much about it, actually. I just read about it. Didn't get anything to go out and sell those jerseys. I don't think anyone's... I've heard more people asking for Hardy jerseys than for McFadden jerseys.
Word on the street, people looking for the Greg Hardy jerseys.
Oh, yeah. You know, but the guys like Greg Hardy, like those jerseys, the O.J. Simpsons, the Reggie Bush, the Ron Mexicos, all those kind of like... You know, Ron Mexico.
Yeah, he said he gave someone herpes. Yeah. Michael Vick.
Yeah, like guys that are in trouble or have bad names, everybody wants.
It's always those fucking clowns, that personality type. Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush. I mean, you can't. We don't make his jersey. Nike doesn't make his jersey.
Just really?
He got all those USC in trouble. All that bullshit.
No shit. You guys won't make the jersey because of that?
It's according to USC Athletics, yeah. I mean, they pretty much wiped him off the map there. I mean, when you used to go in the bookstore, they'd play these loops of videos of, you know, the Rose Bowl and the mantra and Pete Carroll getting it. And all you used to see was this Reggie Bush just running up and down the field. Now it's like he's somehow out of the videos. You know, there's nothing there. His Heisman's gone. All the shit is gone.
Huh.
So.
And they won't even let him make the jersey. I would think that'd be a fairly popular jersey
It'd be the number one selling jersey.
You think so?
For me, yeah. For me and, I mean, because we did this program where it was Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott, Junior Seau, Charles White, and Troy and Polamalu. And those guys are pretty good. And then they asked, hey, who else would I want to bring in? I said Matt Leinart, because Matt Leinart's a god. But, dude, he fell on his face so bad in the NFL that he's kind of like a clown.
It's funny the way he's almost become a punchline.
Yeah, so I was like, no one's going to do it. And we talked about Carson Palmer, but there's just not a lot of Carson Palmer enthusiasts out there.
Yeah. It's funny, USC hasn't had a great track record of
QBs. I mean, they've had, you know, guys that make the league with Sanchez and John David Booty and a couple other guys, but nothing really, you know.
Matt Barkley.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad for Barkley. Came out the year before, the guy would have been a top five pick, and they would have guaranteed a shot to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's another one who's become like a punchline. Of course, speaking of punchlines, why the fuck does my phone start vibrating because Tim Tebow has a tryout with the Eagles? What is wrong with me? Why do I have something in my fucking pocket that goes off that says Tim Tebow tried out for the Eagles?
I feel bad for that guy. I'd love to see him back in the NFL.
Oh, I would too.
And then did you see today Sam's tryout?
I didn't see it. I read about it. He ran like a 5.1 40.
Yeah, he's gotten a little slower, but he says he wants to thank his trainer. So he's working out with Jay Glazer at that gym in Hollywood. Jay Glazer's kind of...
Have you ever been there?
No, the only gym like that I've sought to go look at and check out to see with my own eyes was Wild Card, the one in Hollywood.
The boxing?
Yeah, I mean it is a freak show, but it is a shithole. I mean, hard to believe that Pacquiao's in there and all these people go to watch. I mean, it's pretty.
Who owns? Does Freddie Roach own that?
Yeah,
he's a Massachusetts guy. Do you know that?
He was not in there when I was in there. But you go in there.
You just walked in like, hey, I'm a tourist. Look at me. Uh-huh.
No,
put your meeting face on. I just shoved some guy in the back and stole his fucking hat. No. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, no, I walked in there just to check it out. You can do it. I mean, there's people walking around. There's people, you know, I hate to say it, but it seems like there's a high amount of Asian people in there taking pictures and shit. And the guys and the guys in there look literally, you'd think that some guys would like be wearing like shorts and shit, but it looks like these guys are like, they almost feel like there's, if you walk in there, you're going to see shit that's, you know, you may see a dick or something. You know what I mean? Kind of guys just changing right out in front, and the equipment looks like hell, except for the ring. And so it's kind of a bizarre place. But if you go there, you go in there to work, and that's it.
Or be a tourist, walk around.
Yeah,
hot chicks in there.
No, I didn't see one girl in there. I mean, I saw a lot of, I would say it, down in their luck kind of guys, but you know, sweeping floors and shit. But you know, people just want to be around that.
And Jay Glazer has like a dojo out in Hollywood.
Yeah,
where exactly?
I'm not sure where it is. It's off Sunset somewhere, but yeah, he does that MMA shit.
He's some kind of fucking badass guru.
Yeah.
He's annoying, but all those guys are annoying.
And then he's a reporter.
Yeah, and he's like buddies with all these guys, too. He's like Michael Strahan's freaking best friend.
That tells you about Michael Strahan.
Oh, I can't stand Michael Strahan. Chris Borland, what are you doing? You obviously respect the guy, but he just opened up a Pandora's box.
If he really, he should have just not said shit. Like, I find it to be obnoxious that he's out there giving these interviews, dude. Like, if you really don't want to make it a big deal and it isn't about this, then just fucking retire and walk off and say, yeah, I retired. But now he's going out there. I mean, I just think it's, He says he doesn't want the attention, yet he's going out and doing all this shit.
Well, he's going to have to make money somehow. You know, all of a sudden now he's unemployed, and he will.
Yeah, yeah. They said, I saw him on like one of those morning shows, and he was saying that you know, there's a lot of opportunities for him, and I'm sure there are. I mean, you know he's going to be a coach at Wisconsin this fall doing something on the sideline.
Well, but here's the deal. I mean, if he's really that disassociated with the game, is he really going to become a coach? I would doubt that. I would think he would just probably become some kind of motivational speaker and probably live the rest of his life, you know, sleeping with hot chicks and shit like that. Poor Chris Boyle. And I mean, look, if your heart's not into it, your heart's not into it. That guy's a player, though.
Well, I mean, like, what do you think about Jake Locker?
If you're not, I know. I mean, that
guy retired and said he didn't have the heart, but, you know, you had the heart to make the $12 million, you know, earlier in your career. So, I don't know. It's not great for the NFL, for sure. And you read these articles about how it's affecting, you know, youth football.
Oh, that's what my point. This Boylan thing, it's going to give everybody an out to play. Yeah. I don't know. I go back and forth on this. I'm sure, you know, I do think it's fundamentally dangerous. But you look at all the millions of people who have played. It's like that doctor from the Steelers come out the other day and said it was more dangerous to skateboard. I don't know. I know. I mean, maybe. I watched some skateboarding videos. A lot of dudes freaking landing on their balls and shit.
Oh, fuck.
But I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I think it's going to become like boxing where the majority of people never play football, but they still watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even though there's still a ton of people out there who play, but I don't think people are going to play. I think it's going to phase the freaking rich white kid out.
Probably, but you saw some of those guys in the NFL office said that, you know, the amount of people they have to turn away from the combine is like, you know, thousands of people. So what that means to me is that, you know, there's still a shitload of people that want to play in the NFL and would give their right, you know, arm to take. They would rather take terrible injuries for the rest of their life if they could play in the NFL.
Right, or get a scholarship.
Yeah, and so this kid's kind of obviously a little different, but
it's a rich white kid, though, but there's really all you're going to see is rich white quarterbacks. I read some study. I don't know exactly what it said, but basically it was saying, like, in the last 10 years, every quarterback you see pretty much is from a well-off family. They're all, you know, Andrew Luck, Tom mm-hmm. Brady's of the world, Peyton Manning's. They're all rich kids.
Yeah, and you just, these kids now are, you know, getting the more one-on-one with the tutors and those camps. I was at the racetrack last summer, and that guy Whitfield, you know, the QB coach?
Yep.
He brought like 11 of those, what's that, Elite 11 camp or whatever it is?
Everybody loves that word, elite.
Yeah.
I saw a biker gang on my way over here, elite biking, fucking, yeah. Dude's fucking plumbing cracks hanging on. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking elite, all right.
But he brought these kids in and they sat down. These kids looked like they were polished, like 25 years old. I mean, they were all big,
and
strong.
They're all 13, 14 years old. They're all big, white, fucking stock, good stock.
Yeah, and they all kind of like dressed the part, you know, in their Under Armour shit and their wristbands and their head. I mean, they look like they were already pros.
Right, it's like Stepford Wives of friggin' football. Yeah, I know, and that's the types of kids you can see, and I don't like those kids. That's why I like Johnny Manziel. Oh, he didn't look like that, even though he's a rich kid, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, poor Johnny. Friggin', he's in deep, man. He got to be addicted to something. You don't stay in rehab for over 28 days.
Probably, you'd have to think pills or in coke.
It's got to be, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it was freaking OxyContin, in which case he's done. And in which case, I lost a bet. I bet a guy in a bar that, what was it, $50. He's one of those feature bets. Hopefully, I'll probably never see him again. I said Johnny Manziel is going to make at least one Pro Bowl. You know, and I don't know. I still think he's going to rise from the freaking ashes and play.
I don't see him doing anything at all.
You don't see him? I would like to.
I don't know. Shit, now they got McCown as quarterback there, right?
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that's probably a good thing for Manziel.
And then Hoyer, is he coming back or is he gone?
Hoyer's gone. It's on the Texans.
So him and Mallett have to battle it out?
Yeah. Hmm. Two Pats castaways. Vinny Wolfork.
I know, that's a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer. I would have liked to have seen Vince Wolfork ride it out as a Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Patriots, I try to critique them. But because this is a head scratching off season, but what the fuck?
Yeah,
just gotta ride it out. Yeah. I don't know what the hell they're doing though. Where does all their money go?
I don't know.
I say this every week. I'm like a fucking broken record. But who gets paid on that team?
That's a good point.
Brady's the 19th highest paid quarterback in the league. 19th. Who the fuck's getting paid? Bobby Kraft freaking giving it to his girl?
I don't know, man. That is a good point.
Thank you. I'm full of them. Full of good points. Like Jed York, You know, I thought Jed York actually had a good friggin'. He said the 49ers started getting away from what they did well. Even though Jed, speaking of friggin', you know, silver spoons, yeah. I can't stand Jed York. Yeah. But he said, you know what? At least we stopped running the ball. And I agree. I think the friggin' 49ers got away from what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even though they're going to be terrible, oh, that's a team that's friggin'. I cannot wait till they go 7-9 next year.
Oh, yeah. Their coach is he has to be fired. He has no.
Already?
Have you seen the clips of him being interviewed?
Yes.
Mumbling and stumbling? He's a fucking idiot.
I like that, though, because I'm kind of a fucking mumbling, stumbling idiot.
I'm sorry. You have to have some sort of ability to carry. I mean, you can't get in front of the team and talk like that.
See, that's one of the reasons I think I lost out on the job. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be a good head coaching job. I just don't think I fit the mold that people want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not polished enough. I'm, you know, kind of scraggly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
It's true. I understand.
You know, people want this image. You know, it's become an image. Everything's so fucking image-based.
I told you I was talking to a guy that was a referee in Division II, and I said, how come you're not, you know, doing Division I? He said, because I weigh too much. He's like, all NFL and college referees have to be under, you know, a certain weight, like under 225. This guy was kind of a heavy set guy. But it's true. I mean, everybody kind of has to look the part. You don't see any fat asses, you know, running up and down the sidelines in an NFL game.
That's true. I never even thought about that.
They all look a little light in the pants anyways with those outfits on.
I know, and it's just even funny, you're a grown man dressed like that. Like, someone said this to me, if you're not going to coach this year, why don't you officiate? Are you fucking kidding me? I would never put on a fucking official's outfit. You look like a fucking tool. I almost said retard, but if you say retard, you get in freaking trouble these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't say anything. I saw a kid just got thrown off his baseball team at some Division II school for calling Monet, what's her name?
Monet Davis?
Yeah, called her a bitch on Twitter, and they threw him off the team. That's some shit. I called her a friggin' bitch on Twitter.
She's, 12 years old? Why are you calling her a bitch?
No, he's an idiot, obviously. But yeah. Do you think that's a life-changing types of events that throw someone off a team, you know? Not mm-hmm. saying can't find someone else.
Yeah, that's too bad for that kid, but I guess that's
he's an idiot. I don't know. That's why I stay away from Twitter. That's why Twitter scares me. I'm done with it. Nothing with it. It just scares me. I'm afraid one of these days I'm going to say the wrong thing and somebody's going to see it. Not that like any different than I'm saying it here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's weird. People just are on there waiting to bust somebody. And then people just give it to them all the time. I don't know. Busted. Ray McDonald. Suing. You know Ray McDonald for the 49ers?
Who's he suing?
He's suing the lady that pressed charges against him because it was consensual sex. Evidently, he had it on a surveillance camera. He's got a camera of him having consensual sex with this lady, which is a little creepy in its own right. I mean, this guy has a surveillance camera of him frigging diddling women.
Yeah.
But he's suing her. This guy, he got cut. I mean, is someone going to give him a chance?
I don't understand why he seems to be getting the wrath of wraths. Yeah, but he also did something again, didn't he?
Yeah, he had something about him.
He had a Dewey last year or something, but, you know, the worst story of all by far is the Hardy one. I mean, what he did to that lady and the guns, and that's a pretty scary story, period.
How many games is he suspended for? Four? All last year, but is the first four games of the year this year?
I'm not sure, but four sounds like the magical number, obviously.
I think it is. Why would the Cowboys friggin', why? I don't get it. Are they going to get Adrian Peterson? Come on, give me some inside source.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Nothing.
There's one guy that I work with that I kind of use as my volume on what's going on in the office and with the teams, and he hasn't heard much. But that'd be exciting. That'd be huge if they did. That'd be great.
They need him.
Yeah.
They need him for something.
God, man, I miss Murray. I love that guy.
You miss him already?
I do.
The Rock. Talk about just like a prototypical. The guy walks in like, there's an NFL player. Guy had muscle in his earlobes and shit.
Huge, huge, yeah.
I'm still shocked about that. Philly. Why of all teams, Philly? You know what I mean?
What the hell's that guy doing over there?
Yeah. Chip
Kelly.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you read about it and you hear about it. More people are more mystified at how he's just exploded that, tore that team apart. And, you know, he really just says it's not about the players. It's about me and his system. So we'll see what he does. But I'm not particularly worried about them.
No, I mean, who cares? But the Sam Bradford thing throws me off. I mean, they use him as a trade chip. That's something teams don't do. And this isn't the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think they really think Sam Bradford's going to be their quarterback in the next few years.
I just can't believe Sam Bradford is better than Matt Barkley. You remember
I know it.
It's just weird how some guy, and really it does come down to chances. I mean, and opportunity or, you know, and luck. I mean, it's fucked up, but Some of these guys never get a chance. Some of these guys turn into be Tom Brady, you know, so.
Some of these guys turn, you just cast that off like we all freaking Tom Brady.
Tommy.
Rule changes. Speaking of fucking cracked out, Jim Irsay, what is that all about? The 9-point play? You didn't read anything about that?
Yeah, the bonus point.
I kind of like it, but it never happened. The laughing, you know, fucking that guy sits around. He's like, all right, man, I get it. 9-point play, man. You know, sits around fucking snorts OxyContin. That's another guy, dude. There's no way he's clean now.
Oh, he's a mess.
He is a mess. You read the articles about him and his ex-girlfriend that died or his...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's a mess. He's got to be a mess to come up with that. He even proposed that. You really think the fucking NFL is going to go for a 9-point play, man? You know, I don't mind it. I'm a little progressive that way. I think it's kind of funny, but... Ah, come on.
Yeah, it's a reach.
After your 2-point play, you're going to go kick the ball from the 50-yard line. And what's the other... they're going to review... They possibly review all penalties. That's something I've been saying for years. Finally, the league office has been listening to back episodes, and someone is going to... Somebody has the... of course, everything should be fucking reviewable.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand how they decided what is and what can and can't be.
It seems completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
But they decide what's going to be reviewable and what's not. Make everything fucking reviewable. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take any longer if anyone still have only 2 challenges.
Yeah.
And then what are the Patriots talking about? Cameras everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff which is kind of ironic. I don't understand why that's not a thing anyways.
That's a good point.
A camera on the goal line? You would think that would be friggin' standard issue, but the NFL was supposedly claiming it cost too much money, which is pretty funny. I don't know how the NFL can say that about anything.
Oh, no kidding.
It would cost too much money. Oh, what else is going on in my world? Nothing. Matt Barkley traded. Oh, what the fuck? What am I talking about? L.A., is this happening or what?
I hope so. When I was driving to San Diego this weekend, I don't know if you know where that
is. It seems like it's going to be 2 teams.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Know where what?
Where Carson is, where they want to build the...
Yeah, it's where the Home Depot Center is, right?
Sort of on the other side of the freeway. So like where a big golf course is and there's like this big... statue, like Paul Bunyan looking thing on the other side of there.
Yeah, how far away is that from here, where we're sitting right now?
Right now, I would say it would take us 20 minutes to get there.
That's it.
It's not far. I mean, when there's, you know, obviously not a lot of traffic, but to get there. But, you know, I like that site. And I actually went over to the Home Depot Center for the first time in my life the other day to go check that out. That's a spectacular.
You just went for the hell of it?
No, I was down there. I had to go down there for a meeting. I could see the roof of the stadium and drove around. And, you know, it's all a bunch of youth soccer fields all around there. I mean, it's pretty sharp. But I like that one. I think the one in Inglewood would be cool if Kroenke can get his team here. I don't know if you've seen the pictures. He's at the NFL meetings this year showing his plans for the stadium.
And they're putting 2 home locker rooms in there. So they're going to put 3 locker rooms, 2 home ones and one visiting. So they're planning on 2 teams. He's a creepy-looking fucking guy, huh?
He's definitely...
He looks like a pederast or something. You know he married into Walmart money? I didn't know that.
That's
he married one of the Waltons.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, 2 teams. What teams? Rams and Raiders?
Yeah. I hope, you know, that San Diego gets this thing figured out down there.
In San Diego?
Yeah, I hope so. And then, yeah, I don't think the NFL wants the Raiders down here for the image. If you're going to get LA here, you want to launch that thing with all positive and you know, all good shit about it. You don't want the Raiders and what that attracts.
The Raiders are positive. They just signed Trent Richardson.
Yeah, nothing bad against it, but it's, you know what I mean. You want the Rams and the Chargers versus.
Yeah, but things aren't as bad as they used to be. The violence wouldn't be as bad. They'd be able to freaking stomp that. It'd be no worse than a Dodger game. Okay, so you only have 1 or 2 guys killed a year. It's all in the name of progress.
That's true. That's true. It's getting better.
So why? Well, that's the thing in the Dodger games. The security is a joke. They don't have any fucking security there, really. But I think it's. They could afford security up the fucking wazoo at a Raider game.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And nothing would happen. Nothing ever happens in the NFL. Everything happens. It's freaking just right now, right before we went on the show, Hard Knocks, Cleveland Browns. Are you fucking kidding me? It's like the perfect thing. You know, ESPN is bringing salivating.
They would definitely, though, limit Manziel's airtime. Like, they wouldn't let him.
I know. I wouldn't even be surprised if the type of thing when they didn't even talk about Manziel. Unless he's a starting quarterback. Which...
Well, I think you'd probably at least see snippets of him in the quarterback room. You know, they do those set cameras like up in the corner when the guys are coming and going. So you'd see him a little bit.
All types of rumors saying that Sam Bradford is the Cleveland Browns' friggin' destination. Well, that they want him, that they're the team that's throwing this mystery draft pick that everyone's talking about, the 19th draft pick for Sam Bradford. And then everybody's talking about the latest thing, and we're going to be dealing with it, although it seems like the NFL draft will be here real soon.
Mm-hmm.
But now everyone's saying Mariota. Everyone's running Phillip Rivers out of San Diego.
Dude, I know. Phillip Rivers is you know, what's it called, tried and true. He's been around. Obviously, not a very likable guy, annoying, quite frankly. But he's a player, and Mariota isn't any better than he is.
Not right now.
No, but he could, you know, maybe some point down the road.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I was just right with Phillip Rivers, even though they're not going to win anything. San Diego's not going to win. It's the same thing every year. You know, Phillip Rivers is elite in the first 6 weeks of the season, you know, or the second, you know, there's always a time of the season.
It always seems like they're making a wild comeback through December.
There's always some kind of article about, you know, comparing Phillip Rivers to the greats. This week in arrest, because it's always freaking sick arrest. Bernard Pierce, DUI, cut next day from the Ravens.
That's tough, man.
Ends up with the Jags. It's tough, what, that he got cut?
Yeah, I just think it's because he got a Dewey, he gets cut.
I know, but at the same time, I mean, how much money does this fucking guy have? Why do these guys drive around? Do we talk about all the time?
I know. You got to figure, man, it's a more of a control thing. I mean, I
it's an invincibility thing. They think they're fucking invincible.
Yeah.
And he ends up with the Jaguars the next day. Oh, poor Bernard. Well, how about Eric Walden, the linebacker? Eric Walden play for the Browns or the Colts?
Yeah.
He gets stabbed by his freaking girlfriend. Did you see that?
Yeah, I read a little bit about it, man.
She attacked him with a baseball bat and a knife. Bitch, don't mess around.
That's intense, man.
It is intense. It's a baller lifestyle. Why would you even deal with a woman like that?
You'd have to. Yeah, you gotta be fucking crazy.
I guess. They're all crazy. They all have some type of CTE. Nate Allen, arrested. This is a funny one. Some girl saw some white guy, man in his 50s with a white beard jerking off in a car. And for some reason, the police ended up arresting Nate Allen, the cornerback.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he suing, though?
Yeah, and he's suing. He's speaking of Raiders, signed with the Raiders. He's suing him. But how does that happen? How do they arrest a guy who's supposed to be in his mid-50s? This is a professional athlete. He doesn't have a, you know.
Oh, yeah. This isn't like they're, you know, looking out for his kind of guy. They clearly got it wrong.
His kind of guy.
Yeah.
What is his kind of? Whoa, dude.
No,
racist.
It was a white guy with a white beard. It isn't.
Was it a white guy?
Yeah, I thought it was, but it was a. They said it was a black guy with a white beard. Is that what
I think
said?
So. Yeah.
I mean, right now it seems like the cops, at least you read in the news, that it's getting a little bit precarious with those guys.
I say 96%. I freaking find this stuff odd. 96% of all rapists get away with it. I find that really hard to believe. 96%? The fuck? You got a 1 in 100 chance or a 2 in 100 chance of getting, 4 in 100 chance of getting caught if you rape someone?
So, dude, that's, well, sadly, the odds are in your favor.
Segway, Darren Sharper.
Oh, man.
A fucking weird thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cosby-esque, except he ain't getting away with it.
No, he's in trouble, man. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, when there's smoke, there's fire and all that shit. He just got charged again in Las Vegas, and he's pleading guilty on Monday to everything.
To everything?
Mm-hmm.
What does that put him in jail for? How long?
Probably 20 years.
It's got to be, it's just the mind of a rapist. You know, people, obviously your first reaction is how, this guy's really that hot up. I mean, I'm sure Darren Sharper would get laid anyway he freaking goes.
And that's what they said. They said he never had any problem with women. I mean, he probably just got this. I mean, it's amazing how many times it worked in terms of how many times he got away with it. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Well, like Cosby.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, people just, you know, are embarrassed. It's pride. It's
well, that's what I'm saying. To get back with 96%. People are embarrassed, I guess, but fuck, you have to be some sick fuck. Like, Russell Wilson's sick. You see that those photos came out with him and Joseph Fourier's girlfriend? Came out, there's been rumors, but it was supposedly them together that he actually stealing Joseph Fourier's girlfriend. I don't like Russell Wilson. There's something about that, the guy.
There's something.
His girlfriend, Snow Fat. I showed you about that one.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
A segue. My band played their first show last night.
Really?
Out in Riverside.
How'd you guys do?
All right. Well, they didn't like the setup. It ended up playing like I was out in front, like I'm the lead singer. Our lead singer's in the back, like fucking Maynard from Tool. And I'm out in front, and I was like, you know, I'm not fucking David Lee Roth or nothing, kid. I'm just a bass player. I want to go in the back.
Yeah.
It's So these pictures of him, he was all right, though. I don't like playing live shows. It's a fucking pain in the ass. You drag all your shit out there. You go to a bar. When I didn't play in cover tunes, so nobody even knows the music. So, you know, half the people in there are like, you guys suck. Stop fucking playing so loud.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm fucking 38 years old, man. It's not like, you know what I mean?
What's it, what do you guys get for something like that? Just free beers or like...
Free beers. That's it. We'll play for beer. It's not worth it to me. Especially out in Riverside. You know, freaking armpit. Of course, Riverside makes San Bernardino look nice, but even still, it seemed like everybody in that fucking area is on methamphetamines or looked like they had used meth at one time and like just got that hollowed out face.
Oh, yeah.
You use it once? You probably smoked meth, haven't you?
No, but I love watching those things on the people's faces when it talks about, you know, hey, here's when they first started to a year later.
Oh, faces of meth on YouTube.
Yeah,
yeah. I do that shit all the time. Also, know what else is a good one on YouTube? The Montana Meth Project. You put all these freaking public service announcements about Montana meth. It's like kids beating up their moms and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I always want to try it once, though, but it just scares the hell out of me, you know? That and heroin. There's two scary things. I don't know what we're talking about. Speaking of scary things, segue, the Pouncey brothers calling out Mike Wallace for being a coward.
Yeah.
The Pouncey brothers are fucking thugs.
Yeah.
And I know some people say thug. Is this a cold word for a fucking black dude? No, those dudes are fucking thugs.
Man. Yeah.
They fight. They ring in, do all types of shit.
Are they in the same team now?
No.
So still one's up at Pittsburgh? I thought they were playing for the same team now.
One's in the Steelers, one's in the Dolphins.
Yeah, for some reason I thought they're on the same team now. Obviously wrong.
Calling out the boy Mike Wallace. I would like to see Mike Wallace in the Patriots. Of course, I say that about everybody. Well, I'd like to see him on the Patriots. I would like to see Reggie Bush. Speaking of Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get... I mean, that guy just seems...
He seemed like he'd be good for the Patriots.
Yeah, he's had a decent career. Nowhere near where anyone thought it was going to be. But, right. Man, you wonder... Is he got that one breakout year in him? Obviously, it's at the tail end of his career, but could he really... I mean, I don't know. Is he going to be a star in San Francisco?
And it seems like the... No. And it seemed like there's a lot of guys, you know, fairly big names that just nobody wants.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Crabtree, Reggie Wayne, another guy I like to see in the Patriots. Your boy, Wes. Nobody wants Wes Welker. All of a sudden, he's become like, you know, cancerous. Nobody wants freaking Wes Welker. He's an anti-Chris Bolin. This guy, just no matter how bad his head hurts, he's going to go out there and play. Yeah. It's not funny, but it kind of is because, hell.
Don't you think that's got to be kind of held against him now?
What?
Just with all this movement towards safety, and then you've got Wes Welker, you know, who everybody knows is a guy who, you know, has had multiple concussions, has played with concussions, and won't retire regardless of what anyone says. You almost just, somehow that's a negative now. Does that make any sense?
No. Well, yeah. I don't think that's going to hurt him, though.
Oh.
I think it would hurt him that he's freaking little white guy who's on the wrong side of 35. He's like 35 years old now, right? But NFL came out with the stats, blowing their own horn, saying concussions were down 25% this year. I don't know how they can really quantify that. And down 36% since 2012. So I guess what they're saying is all these flags on defenseless receivers are working. I don't know. Speaking of defenseless receivers, because they keep showing this picture, Chet Bednarik destroying Frank Gifford.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the guy.
Chuck Bednarik, last of a freaking dying, well, I don't know if I'm saying that right. End of an era, though. World War II veteran, played both ways, Mr. Eagle. But for some reason, they always love showing that picture of him standing over Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Gifford missed the whole next season.
Oh, he killed him, yeah.
Because of that hit.
You know who was... They didn't talk about it, but another guy from that old school. Remember Fred Dreyer? You know him?
Of course, Hunter.
Hunter, yes. So he was on ESPN the radio, almost ranting and raving about the concussion stuff. And they kept asking him, "What would you change? What would you change?" And the only thing he talked about was taking away head to head and teaching fundamentals of tackling. He's like, these people don't know how to tackle anymore, and you know he just kind of was going on about this. You know, you've got to show people, you lead with your face mask and, you know, you wrap up. I mean, he was just kind of going in this hole, made the tackle, the art of the tackle a science, you know what I mean? But he was talking about what those old school guys used to do and regarding concussions and how they wouldn't. He had 7 in his career and, you know, on and on. But
he probably repeated the same story 3 times. Probably he said the same point.
He said the same thing over and over again. I was like, dude, this guy is a mess.
And that's the reason. Were you saying you do lead with your face mask or you don't?
Do.
Really?
He told a story of, in like 1971, he saw a guy break his neck about a yard and a half from him, and it was because the guy was going to tackle somebody on a kickoff, and he put his head down. And the guy got him in the back of the neck.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen every year. It's like the pro wrestler. You see that pro wrestler die in Mexico yesterday?
I watched it, and it just...
doesn't really show the compact, the hit, so to speak.
Yeah, you just see him kind of like hanging over the... What did somebody clothesline him, or did he flip forward and
hit the rope? Got a kick in the trachea?
Uh-huh.
And it gave him whiplash, and it looked like it killed him on the spot.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time in professional wrestling. Those two, there's no... My least favorite people in the world that you tell them that you like pro wrestling, they're like, you know it's fake, right? It fucking makes my skin crawl. Yeah, no kidding, it's fake. But you can't fake gravity. Those fuckers are like 10 feet in the air fucking flying around, you know?
It is a sport, or I don't know what you call it, but there's something to be said
about
it.
Sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys work their asses off. You go through one of those workouts of a pro wrestler, you'd be fucking dead, tired.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to miss WrestleMania next week. Pretty pissed about that. Although I think I can find a way. I'm going to Portland, so I don't know if I want to spend the night watching WrestleMania, but I got the WWE Network, so I could probably watch it on my phone.
You could, but why are you even wanting to watch it when you're out of town?
Because it's WrestleMania and it's awesome. Because freaking The Undertaker's coming back and Sting's fighting Triple H. That's why. Welcome back to the fucking planet.
Boy, oh boy, that's clearly, I don't know a lot about that, so I'll let you.
Why is, I've been saying the praises of Rex Ryan, but shit, he's in fucking Buffalo.
Right.
Talking about running the ball 60 times a game. And Buffalo's fucking dangerous, man. They can never figure out their quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
They got guys who can fly. McCoy, Fred Jackson, Sammy Watkins, Percy Harvin.
Man, those guys can move.
They can move.
Who do you think is going to be their starter?
It's scary. Quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it EJ Manuel? Who's the other? Who are they traded for? Matt Castle?
Yeah.
Neither one. I don't know. They should probably go out and try to. Where do they draft? They might end up with a guy like Mariota. That would be scary. They're going to end up with a guy like Mariota because where do they pick? I just see Mariota falling to like 15.
Could be.
You know? I think Winston's going to go number one. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that's like the, you know, the deal. That the guy from USC, who I watched USC play a ton of times, and I wasn't overly impressed. Yeah.
Well, they said Mariota went down and met with Tennessee, right? They picked number two.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for some reason, I've been reading that they're high on Mettenberg. Mettenberg, or whatever the fuck his name is.
He's kind of a old school pocket passer, big arm, kind of like Drew Bledsoe sitting back there.
You love bringing... It seems like every episode you bring up Drew Bledsoe.
What else is there?
What else is there? I do miss Drew Bledsoe. Ushered in the new era of the Patriots with the...
Yeah, he did.
Gross... Well, not really gross, but I still don't like the bringing in uniform, but it just made it... You know, they've done so well with it that now you're just kind of ingrained. Well, that's why I'm wearing the Pat the Patriot shirt right now.
Well, at least they got away from the ones... When they went from old Patriot to Elvis Patriot, remember they had the white and like that light blue? The ones you see from like...
94, 95?
Yeah, like those brutal.
Those uniforms, the baggy fucking sleeves.
Yeah. I don't even know if it was like Irvin Fryer days, but it was like, you know, think of like
Vincent
Irvin Brown or somebody back then. Like,
yeah, Irvin Fryer was long gone before the new unis came in. He's in jail too, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's some kind of fraud.
From his mom, yeah.
No, him and his mom were in some kind of...
Sorry, they were in cahoots together.
Deal together where they were stealing things. The Reverend Fryer stealing, bringing money. You could just save CTE. That's what seriously, I don't know. One of these days, if I get in trouble, I'm just going to claim that. I played football. What the fuck? CTE. Sorry. Cut my brain open. Not funny. James Harrison, 37-year-old, signed a 2-year deal with the Steelers.
He's more like, got to be one of the meanest badasses still going. Kind of a throwback, right? I mean, that guy's a tough-ass dude.
He put Kevlar, which is like... Kevlar is like...
Is that sticky stuff?
No. It's like a... like a bulletproof. It's like they put it in bulletproof vest in the military. Uh-huh. Put that shit in his helmet one season. I don't know if you remember that. They never even said anything. They're like, oh. I don't think he even got in trouble for it. He might have got some kind of slap on the wrist fine. But I always thought that was, how can you just doctor your helmet to put in some kind of metal? And it can't be good for him or the person he's hitting.
Well, he pretty much ended Colt McCoy's kind of ascent. Remember that? he hit McCoy when McCoy was at Cleveland, and he just kind of spun around for a couple of years and couldn't get his in the games. And the next thing you know, he beats the Cowboys.
I always thought Colt McCoy was going to be good. Of course, I thought Johnny Manziel was going to be good, but there's certain guys I think going to be good. I think Colt McCoy could still be okay. He's still not even that old.
Well, RG3 is starting, though.
I think RG3 is going to be good this year. I really do. He's fucking talented, man. He's got they just ask him to do dumb shit. Speaking of dumb shit, they're finally going to let... I kind of forced that one. Anyways, they're finally going to let linebackers whiff the numbers in the 40s this year. About time. Is it running out of numbers, I guess they were saying. So Brian Bosworth is happy somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. 44, right?
He tried to get a restraining order against the league so he could wear 44. He tried to call himself a defensive back so he could wear 44. Yeah. Remember that poster, that famous Bos poster says the land of Bos?
Is it when he's leaning on a car?
No, he's standing in with this hot Dorothy looking chick from Wizard of Oz. And he's standing on the yellow brick road. And he's wearing a Seahawks 44, and it says Monster DB. He tried to claim he was a defensive back so he could wear 44 because he said he ran faster when he had 44 on. I got so many 30 for 30s I have to watch. I got to watch this I Hate Christian Leitner one. Did you watch it?
Yeah, decent.
Not one of the best?
No, not one of the best. No, not even close. I expected a lot more. I mean, I like everybody in our... age bracket remembers Christian Leitner very well and hated him and all that shit. But it's a little bizarre the way they put it together.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not well directed?
I guess it is. It's you may like it, but I didn't like it. I saw something on CBS about the Duke team in one particular year. So it's almost like the same shit you heard in the 30 for 30, but told in a different way. And it was fascinating about the team.
You know the thing with Leitner, too? He gets kind of a bad rep that he was his bust in the NBA. He really wasn't that bad in the NBA.
12 and... I looked it up last night. 12 and 6. 12 points, 6 rebounds.
Well, yeah, but that's because he made an all-star team, mm-hmm. and that was the last 5-6 years of his career. He's a bench player, but the first 6 years of the league, he was 18 and 10.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It
wasn't... Minnesota, he was good, and he was good in Atlanta at the end. So
yeah, and then he kind of bounced around. That was a weird trade. I don't know why we're getting into basketball, whatever, because this is fucking March Madness, even though I'm watching these games. I'm just not even impressed with any of these games, to be honest with you. Anyway, they Minnesota gave him away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Did it talk about that in the...
No, it doesn't. He's still so obnoxious. He says, if I had the same career in college... in the NBA, I'd be one of the greatest players of all time. It's
that's true, though.
Yeah, but you don't blow yourself like that, do you?
I could. What if I could? What am I going to sit here and say?
They talk about the Christian Leitner homosexual rumors that ran rampant back in the day. No truth to them.
I wouldn't think. Is he a drug user?
Yeah, he got arrested first. Or
he got arrested for something weed?
Pot. Yeah.
That's not really a drug user. No. It's practically fucking legal.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the deal now? I was reading this and I couldn't even wrap my head around. They tell someone that they're going to drug test them 32 days in advance for weed. Is that true?
I'm not sure. Are you talking football?
Yeah.
I always thought it was you were pretty much in the clear from January to May.
It's April 20th. I don't know if they were trying to be ironic and funny by doing it 420.
Yeah.
But if you there's a time you're clear, but also if they test you at some point, you're guaranteed not to get tested again till April 20th. And they tell you 32 days in advance so you can get it out of your system.
That's
And fuckers are still getting caught. Josh Gordon's still getting caught doing it.
Yeah, what happened with him? What was the final thing? He got caught busted again? Or boozing, I'm sorry?
Yeah, he got caught boozing.
So he's suspended for this season as well?
The whole season. Isn't that just excessive?
Yeah, ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Why don't they let the legal process carry itself out? Like with Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. They dropped the charges on him, right? But he sat out a whole season. Yes. Did he get paid, though?
Yeah.
So he got paid $13 million to do nothing.
Yeah. And, you got to think some people are looking at it that he's more fresh. Speaking of, I got to get into some. What do you think about their Aaron Hernandez thing?
What about him?
He's
grinding up on girls. who calls himself The Rock?
Yeah, which is great.
That's awesome.
But you got to figure, man, as more of this mud comes out about him obviously being a total dirtbag with his wife, do you think that she's going to end up testifying against him? Because they're going to call her as a witness, man. If she lies, she goes to jail.
Do I think she's going to testify against him?
So she's got immunity.
Yeah, isn't this some kind of wife thing where they don't have to do that?
No, because they weren't married.
Oh, he wasn't married to her, huh? That's
no, right. They're just engaged now.
Huh.
And, you know, they talk about some of the excerpts in the phone conversations I've been reading. And she really, it sounded like, didn't think he was going to be there for a long time. Like,
be with her?
No, be in jail for this long. You know, like, he was in there, you know, before they were, you know, right after he got arrested and stuff. And he was trying to talk in code word. He was talking to the Pouncey guy, too, about getting rid of some of his clothes that he had at the house. And he really couldn't say what he wanted to say to her because all those calls are taped, obviously. But, you know, he saved some money. He was giving money to some relatives that were, like, the one that was hiding the car down in Connecticut. I think he was, like, making sure she was getting some extra cash. And
what a fucking scumbag. You can't tell me the Patriots didn't know damn well what this guy was into. Of course they fucking knew.
I guess, yeah.
I don't think they knew he killed someone, but they knew he was a freaking thug.
Yeah, that's
can I
true.
Use that, can I use that word?
Yeah.
He's what, Puerto Rican?
But it's amazing. He killed those two other guys.
I know it.
And played all season and no one.
Nothing. No one
and
knew.
They would have never figured out it was him had he not got in trouble for this thing. You know?
Yeah, he's done. Yes. So I think he might get off on this one, to be honest with you, but he's going to go to jail for something for a long time. And the Cowboys are going to sign him to a lucrative deal.
I think he's going to get convicted, man. It's not looking good for him. But I will say this about the case, just one last thing. I don't understand how they haven't decided who shot him and why they're trying all these guys separately. Like, why you don't even hear Hernandez saying it wasn't me. You don't even hear an excuse from them. Like, you almost wonder what the fuck they're even in court over. Like, did he actually shoot him? What did he just happen to be there? It's like vague enough where if he's involved, that's as good as killing the guy.
Yeah, I know the laws, but whatever. If he's there, I think he's involved somehow, some way. He killed the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he actually did the shooting. I would venture to say he did.
Oh, yeah.
He's a scumbag. He's a bad person. Mm-hmm. Oh, time flying by. Brian Ingles. One more thing I want to talk about, because I find this fascinating and kind of disgusting in its own way. Oklahoma State is putting in a barbershop in their football facility. Mm-hmm. But evidently, I just found this out. All these schools have barbershops on their facilities.
Yeah.
Oregon, Tennessee.
Yep.
Some other school. What the hell? Why? That's cool. I just don't know what's hip anymore these days.
I guess not. But the one in Oregon is just kind of like, it looks like it could be off an extension of a bathroom, basically. You know, like the big team bathroom or whatever it is. It's just kind of a basic room with just one chair in there and a couple.
Oh, really? Because this Oklahoma State one's supposed to be like a full-out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Barbershop. I'm sure the dude's in there talking about the greatest fighters of all times and shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, if that's going to get recruits, we're in trouble.
Oh, that and freaking fluorescent colors. Every kid likes fluorescent colors. What is this, Hampton Beach, 1990? Freaking Oakland, Oakley, Oakley's. Zubaz pants.
Oakley, Zubaz.
You probably still wear freaking Oakleys, huh?
I wear Zubaz. I have a pair of Zubaz.
Does Zubaz still make stuff like the Cowboys and stuff?
Yeah, they got a license and we went out and sold it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the Gronkowskis, they all wear that shit.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know, you're tired of the Gronkowskis. I'm tired of the Gronkowskis, too. And I just can't wait till, you know, Gronkowski finds goes to Ben Roethlisberger style. Oh, and now I'm married and kids, so now I'm an expert on everything. Now I'm a good person. I don't rape women. I don't sexually assault women anymore.
Roethlisberger, remember that? He was in trouble twice, man.
I mean, yeah, he got suspended for what?
8 games.
Was it 8 games?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, and then he got the motorcycle accident, and, you know, he, I guess, persevered through some stupid shit that he did.
He's a clown. Great player, though.
Can't hate him.
I can hate whoever I want. It's my fucking God-given right. It's like 90% of the reason I fucking do the show and just spew venom. In a healthy outlet. Instead of going on Twitter because I'm too lazy to type.
I don't blame you.
No. And I just don't like it. It's too fucking... That's even a word. All right. Well, I'm 2 weeks... Portland next week, and then a buddy of mine's coming into town. I might freaking hit you up in Santa Monica.
Come on down.
I'm a little scared of that, too, though. See what happened there. I know you do all types of kinky shit down there.
If you come on Sunday, we'll go to the best thing in town.
Doors. Which is what? Drum Circle? No thanks, kid. No, I want a hacky sack.
No. The Doors cover band that I go watch on Sundays.
Really?
The Venice Bistro where the Doors first played. It's fucking awesome.
Doors first played.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can bring my bass and sit... come in and sit down. I don't know. We'll see. I might even freak out. Whoa, look up and 9 seconds left. That's it. So 2 weeks off. I know all three of you out there are rigging, going to be sad for the next 3 weeks, but we'll be back. And next thing you know, it'll be the draft. Ingles, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Stay out of trouble anytime. Follow us kind of on Twitter. Out. Later.